Okay, we went through the halachas of muksa, and we had a bechina on it. Now we're ready to start the next section of halachas, which we're going to go to the halachas, which are referred to as the Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is those halachas that were established by the Nevi'im. The Navi Yeshayahu set for us a set of halachas to add to our Kedusha Shabbos. Now the reason why it's called Divrei Kabbalah, these halachas which were given over to us by the Nevi'im, is either because Kabbalah is from Lashon of Kabbalah, of accepting, that we believe that we accepted it from the Nevi'im who had a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu on it, or the Lashon Kabbalah is from Lashon of Koivel, of woning and crying out. And the Nevi'im were crying out to us that we should help Shabbos out to make Shabbos a more of a special and a holier day in our life. So here we have a set of halachas, which is Shalei Mabushek Shal Shabbos Mabushek Shal Chol. The way you dress on Shabbos should be different than the way you dress during the Chol. Second halach is that your Dibur, the way you speak on Shabbos, should be different than the way you speak during the Chol. More about what you speak about, what you speak about, what you spend your time speaking about on Shabbos should be different than what you spend your time speaking about during the Chol. Then we have the halacha of Shlehi Hiluchach, the way you walk on Shabbos should be different than the way you walk during the week. Now it doesn't mean that if you walk slowly so you should now run. What it means is the kind of walk that's normally done during the week when someone's running to a business or going to a chol-dikah thing, that's what one should not do on Shabbos. So one of these surahs is to run. To run on Shabbos or to take big steps on Shabbos, that's not allowed. Now, there's a heter over here. The heter is if it's being done for a mitzvah, if it's for chepzei shemayim, if it's being done for a mitzvah, for example, someone's running to shul, to daven, that would be mutter. Even if he's not coming late, he's early. But there's a mitzvah in Hilchos Tefillah that one should run to shul. There's a question, where is this mitzvah of running to shul? Is it running from your house to the shul? Or to when you get close to the shul and it's nicker that you're running into the shul for the sake of davening, is the mitzvah. Which the nafkamina, the difference will be on Shabbos. How, from where can I start running? If the mitzvah is from running from my house, then I can run from my house. If the mitzvah is only when you get close to the shul, Pashtus, it's when you're getting close to the shul and you're running into the shul. So then you have the mitzvah then you have the mitzvah of running to shul, and you could already run.
What if it's like your mother told you to go at a certain time, so it'll be like keep it of an aim if you like you'll turn into a mitzvah, like if you like you need to be 11 o'clock when you run.
Good, so the question is, can I run to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim? Yeah, that's running to do a mitzvah.
It's like you're not going to like to that. Like, it's like to prevent something bad from happening.
What do you mean? What was your case? Your case is your mother wants you to be home.
Yeah, like that's you're going to be late to a meal and they might get upset, so you're going to prevent people from getting upset. Like,
wait, now you're talking about not your mother?
Not your mother.
Okay, so I hear very good. One time we'll get to it maybe. So let's start off with, let's say someone's making a kiddush. He had a daughter, he's making a kiddush, and he wants to stay until the end of davening, but he wants to get home before everyone else comes so he could finish setting up. So he's running home to set up for the kiddush and mitzvah, or not? In a way, like we're saying, that in order for him to stay until the end of davening, to make it home before the oilam comes, he'll have to run. So the running is not necessarily to a mitzvah, it's so that he can stay at davening longer. Or you could say maybe making a kiddush, thanking Hashem for the daughter that was born to him, is a mitzvah. So the pashtus over here will consider it a mitzvah, and therefore he'll be mutter for him to do it. What about a case where you're running to visit your friend that's not well, to do bikur chaylim? Is it nicker? He's running down the block, not towards a shul. It's not nicker that he's running to a mitzvah. Is that allowed or not? Is that allowed or not?
Is it for any mitzvah or just for the shul?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Now, the question was, is it for any mitzvah or is it just for running to shul? What would be the svar to say a difference? Because when you're running to shul, as you get close to the shul, everyone sees. You're running to the shul. Everyone knows this shul over here. But when you're running, so the answer is that it's running to do any mitzvah. It's running to do any mitzvah. So to run home to be by a suda, to show if it's a question of kibraveim or to be by someone else's suda, you're running to the Oinik Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos is also a mitzvah. Oinik Shabbos is also a mitzvah. So I don't think you have to come on today. You'll upset the other people. But that alone, to be by the suda, is already Oinik Shabbos. That's a mitzvah. That's Chesed Shemayim. There's a second het over here, which is what the Mechaber brings down. Bachurim ha-mis'angim b'kvitzasek. Young bachurim that enjoy jumping and running with their running is mutter. Because if the whole idea of the halacha is that the Nevi'im wanted that we should have Shabbos as a day of menucha, a day of oinik Shabbos, of rest, if for him that's enjoyment, so then this halacha, we're matter, over here we're matter, because it's oinik for him to jump and run. So those children that play all these different games, which are tag and jumping and running because they enjoy it, that would be mutter. To what?
Why does not apply to I?
Does not? Why does not? Why did you assume that it does not? I give you examples. I said bachurim. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. And I gave example. Children that are playing and enjoying themselves. Anyone who enjoys the running itself.
Are they playing ball on Shabbos? Like basketball?
Good question, but let's not go off topic in for a second.
I want to jog.
Oh, very good, right? Rosemary's question is exactly what I want to get to now. Jogging. Why are you jogging? Why are you jogging? You're jogging because you enjoy the running itself? If that's the case, then it'll be mutter. Except we have a second halacha in Hilchos Refuah that anything that will bring sweat, you're not allowed to do. Because they used to use the sweat as refuah, so any activity that brings to sweat will be usher to do it because of the sweat. So if one really enjoys the jogging stuff, not that he enjoys that because he jogs, now he feels thin or he feels awake or the jogging brings to a different havacha. Talking about we enjoying the running itself. He enjoys the run. Then it will be mutter, as long as he doesn't come to a sweat.
Has that fit into other
halachas?
If you run to go to your meal, and you sweat.
You run to go. So over here, when you're doing it for exercise, it has similarity to refuah.
But sweating to go for a mitzvah is not a problem.
But if you're running to a mitzvah, then it'll be mitzvah.
Does that also apply to children? The sweating halachas?
Children don't usually sweat as much. They do sweat, but not as much. But what? Should right jogging for the health or jogging for that has more of a similarity to refuah. So then, if it'll bring to a sweat, we ask for it. But also, children younger than the age of bar mitzvah and stomach could also be more make all.
I mean,
yeah.
Naked, I'm jogging with my cloak. I put on jogging shorts and I'll jog. I mean,
so
I jog with my suit and
okay,
jog.
So the question was when for the one that enjoys the running itself, and he's gonna do it in a way that he's not gonna sweat. Can he jog in his jogging suit or not? So this goes back to the first halach we mentioned that. On Shabbos, one has to dress differently than you dress during the week. One has to dress differently than you dress during the week.
Like
so could you imagine jogging with your... Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that was a good idea. To have a special Shabbos jogging suit. With a big sign on the back. B'chavad Shabbos. Maybe. I hear it. Just want to end off with the shlo. It's a good question. We have to think about these questions as we learned halachas this week. We'll learn these halachas this week. I'll end off with one question. Let's say Friday night I'm eating in Harnof, and I want to get back to be able to get to sleep so that tomorrow I'll be more awake to learn in the Shabbos afternoon or to wake up on time for davening. So I want to run back from Harnof but right now I'm going back to get to sleep earlier. I have what to gain that tomorrow will be for mitzvah. Do we consider that for mitzvah or not? And the shlah, just why I mentioned the shlah learned these halachas, shlei luchach, is not just the way you walk, but your whole hanhaga, your whole, the way you act on Shabbos. Therefore, he said that even someone who during the week is a meikar adinyid, someone who just keeps the halacha without any chumras, Shabbos is a day to be more, to elevate your standard of diktuk and halacha, to be more careful on halacha, and maybe certain chumras to be machmer on Shabbos. But Shabbos should be a day which you have the feeling, you're looking forward to Shabbos as a day of einik, and something different than the rest of the week. Have a great and wonderful Shabbos.